Max Vollen, hey, man, so close to a podium. Damn, I was pulling for you on the track that, you know, your hometown track that your dad won on and everything. But still a good day.
Yeah, great day. Ended up fourth overall, which is my best finish of the year, so I'll take it.
Yeah. Did you kind of, were you doing the math a little bit afterwards?
Yeah, I could see I was in third, and I knew being 5'3", I had to have had it with just Joe and RJ in front of me. So, yeah. You know, I knew I had it, but the track was definitely tough, and Jet was coming, and I didn't really want to get in his way. I guess I already did earlier in the moto.
Nah, that was fine.
Yeah, I had no idea.
You were catching Joe a little bit, working on him, and then it looked like maybe, I don't know if you made a mistake or he got a little bit second wind, but then the gap got out a little bit.
Yeah, I was definitely fast midway through that moto. Ended up reeling in Forkner and passing him, and then reeling in Joe, and I was all over him. And yeah, I was trying really hard, and I made a little mistake. He got a gap and then kind of broke me, and I was just trying to ride it third into the finish because I knew I had podium. But yeah, Jet's good, and he came and got me at the end.
You got a lot of laps here, but this is a little different track than a normal Hangtown, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, usually they put a lot of rice alls and a lot of mulch, and the track's deep and soft, gets big bumps. But and this morning, there wasn't a single piece of mud on the B bikes.
Like a vet track. Look at a good track for me.
Yeah. Seriously, that's pretty much how it is here on a weekday. So it was pretty normal. But yeah, it got dry, baked, and hard. Pretty much old school Hangtown.
I thought it was funny when you were up there. I was thinking, well, okay, like you DNF'd the first moto of the year, but that might have been your best moto. Like, you were leading the damn thing, right? And then now the last moto of the year is also your best moto in a weird way. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like you made your mark at the first moto and the last moto.
Yeah, definitely that. That last moto was I'd almost say it was better for me, like mentally and physically. You know, I rode hard and I felt like I had good speed there in the midway through, which was good just to show that speed. And I have some confidence now going into Supercross and trying to carry that momentum. And it was an awesome day.
Overall, I think your season was good, ups and downs, but you're a rookie, right? I mean, do you agree? Were you happy overall?
Yeah, overall it was really good. A little misfortune with some of the bike failures. I would have got a little bit more points, but it was an awesome rookie season. And ups and downs are going to happen in your rookie year. So I think I managed those good, and definitely to end on a high note is amazing.
So what's the biggest thing you learned from round 1 to round 12 of the outdoors?
Managing. Dude, seriously, managing and just getting used to the routines and definitely eating the right things and drinking the right time and just stuff like that. That's really key, and you only get that with experience, you know. It's really hard to teach that, and definitely, yeah, you can't buy the experience. That's what I learned the most this year, and that's what I'm really going to use a lot for Supercross and outdoors next year.
Cool, man. Great job today. Thanks for doing this.
Yeah, thank you.